What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Stupid Politics Podcast, episode 15, 14, something like that. I don't know. It's been a minute. Come and find out it's a lot harder to podcast than what you think, especially if you got a full-time job. Find time can be really hard. But here I am again. Hopefully I can do this every day or ever so often I was doing it up to election. I got some headlines today, a couple articles. I don't know how many, but definitely a couple. So without further ado, before we get started, actually, hold up real quick. Had to fix some stuff. Before we get started today, make sure you go to, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page at Stupid Politics Podcast. Follow us there. Go like our page, follow us. We follow us when we post new episodes here. And we post memes and news articles and yada yada. And if you don't want to follow us on Facebook, or if you already do and you want somewhere else to follow us, go to Instagram, all one word, Stupid Politics Podcast. We got a Instagram page there. So without further ado, oh, we also have a TikTok now at Stupid Politics Podcast. So without further ado, let's get started. Today we got a headline, Barack Obama to hit campaign trail for Joe Biden in Pennsylvania by the New York Post. Before I get started, when I seen this article, first thing that came to my mind was Biden's not getting enough of people to come to his rallies. So he's looking for help on the Biden campaign, or he's looking for help with Barack Obama and them. I feel like that's the reason. I mean, if you seen his recent rallies and stuff, he's only got like 6-8 people. It's been pretty bad for him, whereas Trump has 6 to 8,000, 10,000 in Iowa here recently, and I don't know how many in Arizona he had yesterday or day before, whatever that was, but just basically being worse than what Hillary had around this time this year. She had at least like double digits, you know, people showing up, but not looking good for Joe Biden, regardless of what the polls say, in my opinion. I feel like we're looking at another Trump landslide. That also reminds me, and here soon I'm gonna do my electoral map of what I think's gonna happen, and then I'll do another one like the day before election or so. Anyways, and I'll share it on our Facebook page after this episode. But anyways, we're getting off subject here. I'm gonna go ahead and start reading this. Former President Barack Obama will make his 2020 campaign trail debut on Wednesday when he headlines a drive-in rally for Joe Biden in the must-win state of Pennsylvania. Obama will travel to Philadelphia to campaign on behalf of the Democratic nominee and running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, and encourage Pennsylvanians to vote early, the Biden campaign said. The Democratic voting early. I think Colorado and a few others are already like voting early. I can't think of where all, but I think North Carolina maybe. There's a couple other states I wasn't really paying attention, that close attention. Anyways, I feel like what would happen there is kind of like, you know, what everybody expects of Democrats all voting early. Not all, but you know, they'll get a pretty good steam and they'll slow down more towards election than Trump. That's when the Democrat, or that's when Republicans and stuff will start to vote. And, you know, landslide, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, let's continue here. Obama will travel to Philadelphia. Oh, no, I didn't read that. The Democratic stalwart pulled a vanishing act during the competitive and crowded primary process, but finally threw his weight behind his loyal VP in April once he was clearly the party's nominee. Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama have headlined a number of virtual rallies for Joe Biden, hauling in enormous sums, including an $11 million fundraiser in June, but Thursday's drive-in rally will be the former Commander-in-Chief's first in-person campaign stop. The two-term Democratic president was reportedly skeptical of Biden's White House bid and failed to come to Biden's aid, even as he floundered during the primary and finished fourth and fifth in Iowa and New Hampshire. But as the 2020 election race enters its final stretch, Obama has re-entered the political arena and delivered a number of public remarks with withering rebukes of President Trump. Of course, that's expected. Obama's final schedule hasn't been released, but CNN reported last week that he will visit multiple states where early voting is underway. Socially distancing drive-ins and town halls have become the preferred format for the Biden-Harris campaign and are emblematic of the coronavirus pandemic that has upended the 2020 presidential race. But yeah, I feel like he'll make stops in Ohio and Arizona and North Carolina and, you know, all that stuff. But you already know. I mean, they'll try, but I just don't see them winning. You know, even if they rig it, I just don't see them winning. I feel like there's more Americans that are behind President Trump than there was last time, but we shall see, I guess. Election's only 2 weeks away. But here's the next article. Trump calls for an investigation of Biden heads to key battleground of Pennsylvania. What was I going to say? Well, now I forgot, darn it. It's been a while since I've done these. Been a couple weeks, so I'm a little bit rusty here. Washington, AFP, whatever that is. President Donald Trump called Tuesday on the U.S. Attorney General to investigate his criminal Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, as he headed to a rally in a key state of Pennsylvania 2 weeks before Election Day. Polls show Trump down on a tight contest in most of the swing states that decide presidential elections, but he believes that a combination of frenetic campaigning and scorched earth personal attacks on Biden are giving him new momentum. It is, but I feel like Trump, his approach is way too aggressive this time around than it was last time, as we've seen in the first presidential debate. He needs to back off a little bit and do jabs here and there like he did Hillary in 2016. He let her talk, and when, you know, he inserted a jab here and there, and I mean, it works, but this time around he's being too aggressive, and I'm sure his campaign staff hopefully told him that, and hopefully he realizes that on this next debate. Around this next debate, he'll back off a little bit, because he was way, way incredibly too aggressive. But I've heard something now of the other person's mic getting muted as the other one, like, answers a question. So I feel like that could help Trump a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I hope he can do better this time around than he did last time. Kind of like Pence. Pence did very good. He did very good. He was very... You could tell he was out of his comfort zone, but he did very good with presenting the facts, getting his jabs in when it was his time to talk, and he did very good. Things are changing fast, Trump told Fox and Friends program Tuesday, claiming that his own polling show Biden is imploding. That's right. Easily. But as long as he's not just doing Republicans, you know, as long as he ain't just polling Republicans, you gotta do moderates. Here's how I think polling should be done. I understand they try to do weighted polling, but I just don't feel like that works. I feel like what needs to happen is each state, don't matter. You need to have your fair amount of moderates, Republicans, and Democrats. Like the same amount. The fair amount, and I feel like that would give you the true accurate polling. I really do. I mean, then again, I ain't no genius on polling. I ain't a genius on anything. I'm just an average guy, I guess, but giving his opinion. Because I like giving my opinion. I like to talk a lot. Even though that opinion might not be the smartest. I might not be a smart man, but I know what love is. What's his name? Forrest Gump. Anyways, I was getting off subject, but I feel like that would be the true accurate polling. Maybe not. Like I said, I'm not a wise guy in that profession, whatever you want to call it. But that's just my opinion, I feel like, on true accurate polling. But there's a little visible evidence that the Democrat is really wanting, with 14 days left until before November 3rd, and ahead of Thursday's final presidential televised debate. However, just over 2 weeks ago, Trump was in the hospital with COVID-19. Biden had the field to himself, hammering home his central message that the Republican president has failed the country on managing the coronavirus pandemic. This week, it's Biden who has all but disappeared from the campaign trail because he's got to practice on that debate. That takes all the energy out of the poor guy. Well, that's a lot of work, you know, trying to get all ready for that debate. Man, he's probably wore out, poor guy. I'm eating some M&Ms while I do this. I'm so professional. All right, hold up. I don't want to be crunching in the mic. Probably better just for me to hold off. But who can hold off on the M&Ms, right? I mean, come on. All right. With his team informing reporters at 9:30 a.m. Tuesday that he had no more in-person events scheduled for the day, in his absence, Trump is flooding the zone with intense pursuit of a murky story painting Biden as corrupt and staging the nightly rallies, including Tuesday night's event where he will be accompanied by his wife, Melania, in Erie, Pennsylvania. A crucial battleground, which I so badly wanted to go to that tonight, but I won't be able to because we're supposed to be going to somewhere tonight. But, man, you don't know how bad I wanted to. I mean, I live in Indiana, but, shoot, I'd drive that far. I don't care just to see Trump. I've been to one rally in Evansville, Indiana. I'm telling you, there is nothing. There is no concert. There is nothing like the energy there, except for church, of course. Church has pretty good energy, but other than that, there's nothing compared to that energy that night. If you've never been to a Trump rally, I highly advise you to go to one. They are awesome. Even in midterms, that's what we went. We went to a midterm one. It was awesome. But Trump is subject to multiple accusations of sexual assault, financial improprieties. I don't know what that is. And also is the first president to run for re-election after being impeached. Of course, this is no different from last time. You know, sexual assault, multiple accusations of sexual assault around this time, last time. Financial stuff last time, exactly. The only new one is for re-election after being impeached, you know. But, however, he won in 2016, in part thanks to the success of a last-minute push to show doubt about the honesty of his opponent, Hillary Clinton. And he has dusted off that playbook again now. This time, the attack centers on a conspiracy theory about the Biden family's business activities. Crowds at Trump rallies have even repurposed the old anti-Clinton chant of 2016 for Biden shouting, "Lock him up." Well, of course, we all know that won't happen because the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bidens and who else in that foxhole has so much. They're so corrupt that, you know, everybody's got everybody's back that he ain't going to jail. According to Trump, Biden's personal troubled son, Hunter, sold access to his father in Ukraine, China, when he was vice president to Barack Obama. The narrative has been given new life on the eve of the election with the release of a story in Trump-friendly New York Post. Based on information supplied by Trump allies regarding the supposed discovery of incriminating information on a laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, Trump took his tactics a step further Tuesday when he not only called Joe Biden a criminal, but demanded on Fox News that the Attorney General Bill Barr act and act fast. This has to be known about before the election, Trump said. Pennsylvania put, hang on real quick. I need to get a drink. Hold up real quick. Sorry. Eminem went down the wrong hole. All right. My bad. According to a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College, I already know where this is going. Biden probably has like a big lead. Yep. Biden has a 9-point lead nationally. Biden will add a 0 to it, 90%, because his polls don't mean jack diddly. Even the Biden campaign says don't listen to the polls, you know, go out and vote. So obviously they know the polls ain't real. Come on, man. You know it ain't real. Although this reflects the consensus of polls, there are outliers including IBP, TRPP, which accurately predicted the 2016 shock result and sees a much tighter race now with Biden only 2.3 points ahead. So that's way more accurate. I mean, that's probably way more accurate. Because, I mean, they got the 2016 one, right? So, they're probably right. Pennsylvania is one of the half dozen states that Trump more or less has to win to hold on the presidency post. Hang on, my phone just quit on me. That's how I read these articles. Okay, whatever. All right, we're good. Pennsylvania is one of the half dozen states that Trump more or less has to win to hold onto the presidency. Polls show Biden ahead. Though Reuters IPSOS poll this week showed the gap narrowing slightly. Trump's choice of Erie matters because this was long a Democratic bastion, and he won there in 2016, highlighting his ability to turn the white, non-college educated working class vote to his populist rhetoric. Oh, come on. You had to put that there, didn't you? It's also scientific that he will be accompanied by the first significant. Why did I say scientific? By his first lady who rarely campaigns, but may be seen as helping him with the women's vote. An area where polls show Trump is in serious trouble. I don't believe it. We'll see by his rally size ninth inning. While Biden continues to try and focus on Trump's handling of the pandemic, depicting him as an irresponsible leader who panicked, the president is milking frustration in places like Pennsylvania with the economic impact of shutdowns and social distancing. We will never shut down again, Trump promised Tuesday, a message he will likely repeat loudly at the rally. Yeah. So that was it for that one. I got like three of them here. I really don't want to read all of them yet. That'd make this here too long, I feel, but oh well. This one here is Biden lays low again ahead of Trump camp debate. Democratic Joe Biden hunkered down Tuesday for the second straight day instead of campaigning 2 weeks before the U.S. election, as he is likely prepares for his final debate with President Donald Trump this week. The campaign called a lid for in-person events, meaning a candidate has no more planned appearances for the day at 9:30 a.m. Although there was still potential for the former vice president to conduct local interviews, the 77-year-old also was off the campaign trail Monday, only leaving his Delaware home to conduct a television interview. Biden, who has a robust advantage in national polls against Trump, who narrowly leads in swing states like Florida, held two events in Battleground, North Carolina on Sunday, but he stayed home in Wilmington on Saturday. Wednesday's schedule was still not public, but former President Barack Obama is set to campaign for his ex-deputy in Philadelphia. The Biden tactics low-key events with small audience, wearing masks, and keeping respectful social distancing mixed with days of Biden downtime mark a sharp contrast to the president's frenetic pace. Trump, 74, and scrambling to make up his lost ground, has been barnstorming the nation virtually nonstop ever since his doctors gave him the green light 9 days after his COVID infection was diagnosed on October 1st. The president was in a different swing state every day last week. On Sunday, he campaigned in Nevada, where he called the Republicans stupid for publicly criticizing him, and launched bitter attacks on Biden Monday at two PAC rallies in Arizona. Keyword, packed rallies, unlike Biden. Trump was to hold a rally Tuesday in swing state Pennsylvania. Both men are gearing up for the final debate Thursday. Organizers announced that they will mute the microphones of Biden and Trump. Okay, yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. When they are not answering questions to avoid the interruptions that disrupted their first debate, which I kind of agree with that. I think that needs to be done for Trump's sake. If anything, it would help Trump out, at least in my opinion, because I feel like he kind of overdone it there. But that'll do it for today's podcast. I might have some more tomorrow, hopefully. Some of them that I didn't get to today, but I don't want this to be real long because it gets boring hearing my voice over and over. But that's it for today's video. Remember to, if you haven't already, go like, follow our Facebook page at Stupid Politics Podcast and our Instagram page, all one word, Stupid Politics Podcast, and our TikTok. You know it, Stupid Politics Podcast. I'm Jason Zare signing out. Remember, be strong, be bold, and be heard.